morning, Selectmen's meeting at 7 o'clock. Joe Rice, salute the flag. Mrs. Young, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Meeting's called to order at 7 o'clock. We roll call. Mr. Komazak?
Here.
Mrs. Young?
Here.
Mr. Ben?
Here.
Mr. Lawberty?
Here.
Carlton Roby? Here. Andrea Hansen, recording secretary. First on the agenda is to approve our minutes from last meeting. We have two meetings, excuse me. So we'll do the September 23rd minutes for our budget meeting, which I have reviewed, and the budget has been processed according to these minutes. I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
September 23rd minutes accepted. Non-public minutes from 9:25:17. We have two sets of them, one prior and one after public meeting.
One non-public and one public, right?
No, we have two non-public.
Remember, we had the one early and then the one after?
One prior to our meeting and one after our meeting. They're both right here.
I'll move to approve the public minutes.
Well, we're doing non-public right now.
Oh, you're going to do them first?
We didn't do the 25th.
No, we haven't done the 25th yet.
You and I.
Yeah.
So do I have a motion to approve our first meeting on September 25th, non-public minutes?
I'll make that motion.
6:20 p.m.?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Would anybody like to entertain a motion to seal these minutes?
I'll move to seal them.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Then we'll do our second non-public minutes. After our selectmen's meeting, it was at 7:40, excuse me.
Yep. I'll make a motion.
To approve?
I'll second.
To approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I would entertain a motion to seal the minutes, if so desired.
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
In our public meetings, minutes from September 25th, we held our first public hearing.
The hearing.
On Exit 3 property, and Mr. Horahan was present and discussed shooting noises on Horizon Drive. A motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes accepted. Here we are again this evening. Next on our agenda is the selectmen are going to hold our second public hearing in accordance with RSA 4114A on post sale of tax map lots 410, 162, 161, and 162-1 located at Exit 3 on Old Candia Road. I have brought a map, tax map, to identify the property, which I flagged with orange pointers directly across the street from the Irving Station, which is there now. We discussed this in length last meeting. No objections. Is there any public input this evening in our public hearing? Any input from the Board of Selectmen?
I've had a couple people call, and they are very supportive of the whole thing. So.
Okay. So with that being said this evening, I guess it was under a minute, public hearing, but I will close the public hearing at this time, and we will proceed with our sales agreement at exit three, which states in 4114A that the selectmen shall vote, the selectmen's vote, because we need to vote once again, will take place no sooner than 7 days nor 14 days after the second public hearing was held. So we've held our second public hearing within the 10-day period. If somebody wants to partition the town with 50 signatures, they can up until then, which I don't see that happening, but here we are.
So are you suggesting we have the final vote in our meeting in 2 weeks, or do you want to have a meeting beforehand?
So we can vote no sooner than 7 days, nor later than 14 days from now. So I think this is...
The next meeting is perfect.
October, what's the date? The 9th today? So the 25th?
3rd.
Will be our next
23rd.
Meeting?
23rd.
23rd?
25th. 3rd.
23rd. October.
23rd.
Yeah. 23rd. Yep. So if that's what the board would like to do, I will consider that, and that's what we'll vote to do. We'll vote to vote.
I move that we have the final vote on that property for the 23rd.
The 23rd, 14 days from today.
14. Yeah.
Did you say we're out of a public meeting right now?
Yeah,
yeah, we closed the public meeting.
Oh,
we're having a selectmen's meeting.
Oh, okay.
We opened the public meeting.
All right, no, I didn't know why we had to do that. That's the only reason. We didn't have no...
Sue dragged it out longer, and then
he goes... Okay. All right, no, fine. Go ahead. I just didn't know why.
You had to have a second hearing.
When you open a public meeting, you have to open it to the public, and then you close it to the public.
Okay. So, all right, got you.
This is our meeting, which the public is welcome to come, and we do entertain
Thank you.
Questions and answers.
Now, what being consideration is the vote to have the vote.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about.
Right.
To have it.
Okay. And it's been seconded.
Yeah. Motion was made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And Joe Sobel, Craig St. Pierre, in the attendance tonight. So you heard.
Thank you. And so you'll vote officially in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yep. Okay. We'll wait for that.
It's just following the RSA, the time track.
Sure. Yeah. We understand. You have to do that.
Yeah. The two, just to clarify, the two hearings which we had could not be more than, no sooner than 10 days, but no later than 14 days apart. We had a meeting 14 days ago, public hearing. We had another one tonight on the proposed acquisition or sale provided. However, upon written petition of 50 registered voters presented to the selectmen prior to the selectmen's vote, according to provisions of RSA 39:3, the proposed acquisition or sale shall be inserted in the article in the town warrant for town meeting. The selectmen's vote shall take place no sooner than 7 days, nor later than 14 days after the second public hearing. So we've covered all our bases according to RSA 4114A. Okay? That being said, I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 2 weeks from tonight, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a good night.
Okay. Departmental reports. First up is Mr. Lewis, our road agent. Dennis?
It doesn't look like we did much, but we reclaimed and paved on Island Road, Bean Island Road, and Thresher Road. We reclaimed about 2,600 feet of Island Road where it was real bad, 900 feet on Thresher Road, and about 800 feet on Bean Island. And then bindered Bean Island, bindered Island Road, and then we did a single course mix on Thresher Road, a thicker single course mix up there, which basically is deeper into the driveway.
Just take the board down, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we ground up the asphalt, added gravel, and reshaped it, fixed a few little drainage issues along the way, And then we just repaved it last, Friday, put the top coat on it. And we finished the shoulders on Chester Turnpike last week, too, so. Total this year, we put down about 4,300 tons of asphalt. That's the most we've done, I think, since the flood years. Quite a bit for us, for our town. Then patching was done as needed. We fixed a lot of the bad patching areas this year, so next year the patching should be a lot less. And just did some grading on Tower Hills, but that was it.
I saw some mowing. Did we get a little mowing done?
Yeah, I started doing it. I'm just going to do it myself in between when I've got a day here and there. Yeah.
Any questions for Mr. Lewis? We're done. We'll move forward. Police Department, Mr. McGillin, Chief. Thank you, Dennis.
Speaking of Thresher Road, I talked to Dennis. During the Deerfield Fair, we had a few residents up there. There's not that many up there. Concerned about the traffic. They had 100 cars up there. People looking at their phones or maps on their whatever. Trying to get, we had an exceptional weather for the fair, which was great. Dennis maybe thought of putting a sign up there, a metal sign, because we had a resident come down there, put his vehicle at the end, put a cardboard sign up, and people were calling, well, they were going around, it was causing a hazard because he had his vehicle blocking the whole road. And then another resident put up a temporary barricade on Critchett Road without permission from the road agent. We didn't know anything about it. So Dennis took that down. We thought about maybe putting a sign just says, no access to the fair, a temporary sign. It could be put in on a steel post or whatnot, and then pulled back out. So it doesn't distract in the neighborhood or whatnot.
I think we'll probably have to do something, because it was people GPS it, think they can go right through.
They were going through, in 37 years, I've never seen it like Sunday.
It's never been that
it
way.
It has never been. But they GPS it, and they were going through Thresher Road with trailers. I said, Dean, somebody's going up there from Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we're thinking a regular, white on, black, regular sign. We'll put it up and let them know that there's no through. We can't drive.
But I'll bet they'll still try.
There'll be some that'll go.
Yeah.
And we can, we can bring barricades down there again for the fair. It was last minute, and it took me 40 minutes to get there by going all the way around through Auburn.
It was horrible.
We'll come up with a better solution.
Just to give the board a quick update, I've been up on Merrill and North Road talking to some neighbors about the gunfire up there and whatnot, and kind of narrowing it down somewhat. I did meet with Mr. Horrigan in my office, and then followed up with him that I have been out, and that's still ongoing. There's one person I need to talk to that went away this past weekend or whatever, Thursday, Friday, and the weekend, and try to get a hold of them this week and communicate with them and see if they can, be somewhat courteous and whatnot on that issue. The vehicle did pass inspection. I got to go back for the, didn't pass the onboard diagnostics, but mechanical inspection passed, so I got to go back. They had to put an O2 sensor in and whatnot. I had to run it and then clear the code and go back and get the regular sticker. Buy some time for a while. And no burglaries. It's been fairly another month to report no major incidents. So that's a good thing.
Mike, can you tell me, what is this Gerard
what?
At large? Gerard at large saying crime spree and candy. Is that, tongue-in-cheek that he's putting that on the internet?
Yes, that is a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Because he had your picture and everything.
I have not talked to him. It's
candy RFD is what it is. It's rural stuff, and he's compared to Manchester. It's a Manchester radio show, and he's having fun with us.
Okay.
Well, he's having fun with the situation.
Okay, because I knew he's had fun with us on other things. I was wondering about that, and I'm thinking, crime spree. It's just kind of funny.
Okay. I mean, tongue in cheek.
That's that.
Yeah, other than that, I think I'm good. Unless you want to talk about the Halloween thing and cut down on the list, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly, Mr. Chief, certainly. you have a recommendation on
yeah,
Halloween?
Yeah, I'd like to keep it on Halloween. My opinion, it's always been, we've been doing that for several years. Last year, I don't know if I mentioned it, we did get an email or concern, and we put some thought into it, and I did talk to a few people. And I got mixed opinions on that, but the handful of people I did talk to thought, you know, we should keep it like it is. It's, and I realize some, you know, it's a work night, school night, but no one's been knocking down my door. I only get the one letter last year, so that's my opinion. 5 to 8 o'clock, I'd recommend that.
Okay, I move to accept that. 5 to 8 on?
Yeah, move to accept Chief McGowan's recommendation on Halloween.
Yes.
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Chung. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Chief.
What's the date of Halloween?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Is that it? I had one thing, well, both of you, for Mr. Lewis and yourself.
Sure.
A week or two ago, I think it was a month ago, we talked about the intersection at South Road and Adams Road. Mm-hmm. And I drive that road quite often, going both ways. Coming north, I'm very careful that someone doesn't turn in front of me. I look, because I know the situation. Going south, I just thought that possibly a double yellow line for a short distance there with a break in it. So you have to get around the corner to see oncoming traffic before you turn left, because people start turning left way before the curve. So if we stripe that road, I know we don't stripe our roads, and I hate to, but right there for a short distance, maybe 150 feet, stripe that road, double yellow line with a break in it. Once you get to Johnston's house driveway, when you can see,
maybe they follow the break in the road.
Yeah.
Their eye would.
Well, a lot of people are cautious about crossing a double yellow line. Yeah. They understand that more so than no line.
More so than a car coming at them.
Well, they can't see the car coming at them until they've gone across the line too far.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
the turn, wait,
so I.
Yeah, we can do that.
I thought that might be some type of
compromise. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Do you think you just want to start it up the hill and go down, or
it's really for the other way. It's from south. It's going south.
Oh, I know, but I mean.
So we need, let's just say, 50 feet on the south side and 100 feet on the north side in a whatever the break is when you make a break in the double yellow line. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just thinking maybe we should go up South Road further.
Well, then
just
the
so people don't.
Well.
So it catches their eye.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to seeing it and then they see a break.
When the roller
right,
runs
right,
out.
Right, see
it
a little bit and break.
Yeah. Think about
exactly.
It.
You look
right,
at
right.
It.
Yeah, we can.
If you have
make
it, another gal,
that's
no,
a
do
pretty
it.
Simple solution. If it,
yeah.
Why not?
I think it would get them down
the
road
try.
Just a little further before they started.
Yeah. Sure.
Just a thought.
So you want me just to go ahead and do it whenever, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah, that's...
Okay. I'll give you a little mic, and we'll lay it out. I'll call somebody again.
I think that person that Dave had striped the driveway out here, I don't know what...
Yes.
Or the state would swing in there and do that.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Well,
we'll move on.
Just,
anything else, Chief?
Just a quick thing, the drug box. I just wanted to thank Dave Murray. We got the box in. We had the little picture taking thing and whatnot. We're just waiting for some permissions from DEA. We had to get a letter from them to actually use it. We didn't advertise it because we wanted to wait until we get the letter. We didn't realize we needed that. So that's in the works. We'll put it on the website as soon as we get that letter.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Put that in your job description.
Yeah.
Next up is the fire department. Russ, do you have a report on that?
Yes, I do. September of 2017 highlights regular truck and building maintenance, advanced hose line and ladder training, knots and rigger training, and EMS training. Well, you hear me say this every month, but EMS incidents takes up 20 of the 29 calls that they had all that month. Twelve duty Sundays. And com- combined operations training, 13, administrative procedures, 15. We have a great running volunteer fire department. They keep up with the training, and I mean, I saw them when they worked on burning that house across from, by the yard down here, the
My Copart.
Pardon?
My Copart.
Copart. I mean, just seeing them, how they work, and with other towns too, you know. But
any questions? Thank you. We'll move on to building department. Mr. Curry?
My car passed inspection too, just right.
Hey.
No issues. The month of September, 37 permits issued. No new code enforcement cases, although that might be subject to change. I'm still hanging in there. 3 open code enforcement cases, old ones, no change on those. I didn't close any inspections performed, 86, COs 19, and 3 renewed permits. Revenues are up a little bit from last year. And we got 6 new houses going on now. I just received a application for the 7th. Big boom for Canada, right? Something we're gaining. I guess on the health department side, still no triple E. 5 towns have had West Nile virus. There's been 2 human cases of, James City Canyon virus, something we've never really heard that much about, which is kind of dangerous, but nothing here, we're doing good.
Usually by now we would have had a frost and we wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah,
with
his 80 degrees.
Any questions for Mr. Murray? Being none, we'll move forward to the solid waste. Mr. Dan?
Yeah, September. Waste management bill, they has not received it as of yet, so I can't report on that. We just have to wait. There were in recyclables, 24 bales or 16.7 tons. Total amount recycling, including glass and electronics for September was 31.5 tons. On September 9th, we held a hazardous waste program, which was successful. I'm gonna say it went over about $200. Of what was budgeted, it was just
borderline.
Yeah, but it will show that there's no way you can, you know, you've got to cut it off someplace, but it was good turnout. There was a load of cardboard and mixed paper marketed, 922 and 922 high grade dirty aluminum, and cans and mixed non-ferrous materials marketing. All of these were in out on 922, so there is not a report of dollars associated with those that were shipped out. But we're, you know, trying to keep up to what thing with our board meetings, what's available at that time, what we have. Any questions?
No, I did have something that I read. I think it was in Town and Country magazine that we received here about recycling.
Yeah.
Over the last 15 years, that recycling, the way small communities such as ours do it, we are creating a bigger carbon footprint than what we're saving. 20 years ago, it took 65,000 plastic bottles to make a ton. Today, with processing and manufacturing, it takes 95,000 plastic bottles to make a ton. All that handling of that material with machinery, electricity used, forklifts, electricity, housing, the carbon footprint is more than what the effect of that product has on the environment. Same with aluminum cans. 20 years ago, aluminum can you could not crush on your forehead. Today they're paper thin and they do the same job. So it takes so much more energy to make the same amount of material. So just that maybe, I know you attend the Energy and Recycling Committee, it may be something they want to look at, and there's other ways of processing that material that seems more feasible.
Well, I'd like to see that article, number one. Number two, it's, you know, the town has voted to do recycling, so we'd have to turn around and look at how that affects it at that point.
But the town also voted that, and they thought, and they probably still do, that they were reducing the impact to the environment by doing such a thing, which they were 20 years ago. Today, the article reads that it's not as, yeah, just a minute, Cindy.
Okay.
Yeah. Today it reads that when you have to move a third again as much material to get the same amount of weight, the fuel you're expending in the machinery, the electricity you're using in the compactors, the facility lit and heated, all counts towards carbon footprint to the environment. So just a thought.
No, it's,
you had, she had it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another issue, though, is that we're running out of space. Landfill. That's a bigger issue. There's no place to put stuff. So, consider, you know, keep that back to it.
Well, just at the last meeting, I mentioned that Waste Management, we're looking for a longer contract with them because Massachusetts is eliminating any landfill, but Massachusetts people, haulers are hauling into New Hampshire so that we can have a spot to ship our materials to, if, you know, non-recyclables, but all, you know. So there are changes. Glass, you know, values go up and down and what have you. So it's just, I mean, like you're saying, the new plastic bottles, some of them are very thin. You know, when you open them, they spill over you when you squeeze them. So no, it's everything changes, but we'll, I'd like to have that article,
yeah,
and the recycling committee definitely would like to look at,
yeah,
that.
And you're right. If you count, if you look at the license plates on the trucks hauling to Waste Management in Rochester, there's probably 80% coming out of Massachusetts.
And we, yeah, want to be able to hold our spot.
Northern Massachusetts.
Because Waste Management has,
oh,
guaranteed,
yeah,
and if we can get in on a long term, now we, it's something that'll go down the road. It might be, you know, it's still going to be more costly on it. Anything going down the road is going to be more costly. But
that's through legislation that the state has to mandate how much out of state landfill can come into the state.
Well, it's interstate trucking, and that's gets to be, no, I mean, we're into something, I think, the legal end of it,
right,
that,
well,
I don't know,
yeah,
all about, but
that's through
interstate
legislation,
trucking.
That's through the state.
Well,
the state will legislate.
How soon do they act on things?
Well,
that's the other factor.
We can't.
Yeah.
We can't dictate that.
Right.
So, Mr. Merritt?
In this article, is there any solution or ways to,
yeah,
better it?
So
how to get better numbers tomorrow?
Recycling in huge facilities with numerous conveyors and sorting equipment that sorts that stuff and,
yeah,
and sends it,
right,
is the one solution, you know?
Behind
huge.
That, yeah.
Huge. I'm talking about, the article speaks of small facilities such as rural,
yeah,
communities where you're going through all their motions with all that equipment.
Right. More energy being used than what we've said. Yeah.
So just a thought I wanted to
No,
bring.
there are people that just send up a recycling, and you're paying for that, you know, the sorting and what have you. I was talking,
sure,
to a person,
yeah,
out in,
yeah,
Pennsylvania. The acreage that he put aside for it to do, you're paying somebody to do something one way or the other, you know. But it's a thing to look at, and who wrote the article.
Efficiency is how you're going to reduce the carbon footprint.
Well,
being the most efficient. Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, that's all I got. Anyone else?
But as far as Candia space needs, we're okay right now.
I mean, Candia,
yeah,
space needs.
Well, I mean, it said we're running out of space in Candia.
No, landfill.
Landfill.
Landfill,
okay,
right.
Landfill.
We don't send it. It doesn't go to Candia. It goes,
right,
to Rochester.
So
Rochester's,
right,
running out of space.
All right, Rochester's running out of space. Okay. All right.
And what we're trying to do is extend,
yeah,
to use that facility.
And they are going back to incinerating rubbish. They're putting in incinerators right now in the state of New Hampshire. with scrubbers, like the power plants.
Well, how else? We have to get rid of it somehow.
Well.
I mean, how else do you do it? If you don't bury it, you have to burn it.
Just making you aware of a couple of issues that are gonna come up, you know, in the future. You know, not in our tenure here as select people, but it's something that you, that the community needs to think about.
And could I ask one question? When you do your signs and like that down there, what do you, I noticed you guys had new signs down there. Do you just put out a bid process, or do you ask different people, or how do you do your signs? How did they decide?
Recycling committee got involved, somebody suggested to do something, and we worked with a local company. And then all the volunteer work was done hanging the signs.
Okay, good. No, I knew they were.
And as an ATF, one of me, sure, they treat this town fantastically.
That's the rental company.
That's the rental company.
It's not the sign company.
No, but what I'm saying is they volunteered the lift and gave us the lift to use for that.
Yes, yeah, they are wonderful.
No, so I wanted to, should have recognized them, and I wanted to do that, and I wanted to recognize them. They do everything, a lot for the town.
You said ATS, correct?
ATS. Right, yes.
The rental.
He said F, but I was thinking alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I'm like, what?
Oh, not here, please.
So on that note, Andrea, we should send them a...
Already done.
We did.
Already done.
Okay.
Been done.
Thank you.
They do. Always willing to... All right, that's it on my, yep. So that's, you all set, Russ?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other departments would like to speak?
I just want to tell you that next Wednesday is, or this coming Wednesday is the budget committee's going over the town. They'll come up with town questions this Wednesday, if anybody wants to.
Time?
7:00.
Oh, in 2 days? Okay.
And that's over in the...
It's here.
Oh, it's here, okay.
This one's here, and I think we have the other thing is going to be addressed a little bit later about the petition warrant article. That was the question I had for the board.
Yep, we'll move on to that.
Yep.
All right, so, Mr. Comer, you got anything on the Moore Park? How's the Boy Scout project coming?
It doesn't look complete, but I have not talked to Trent.
Follow up with him,
just to
see where we're headed here before
the snow comes,
before our ground freezes up and touch over there.
Yeah, I will contact Trent.
Get that completed, get signed off.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that's going to be it for our department discussion. Weeks ago we talked to Mr. Lewis about coming up with a Moore Highway Fund project. And he thought the project on Thresher Road, the paving and the gravel, I guess that didn't include the grinding?
No, I didn't separate that out because I don't think there's money enough in the highway fund to cover all of that. So I don't even know if there's enough in there to cover the paving. So I gave you both of those numbers. Choose what you
want to
do with
it. So, I don't think they quite got the number yet. It's very close, and I think that's going to be really close. So, I think we ought to solicit the trustees for the total amount of $15,360 and $2,700, which is $20,060, correct?
No, it's $18,060.
So the selectmen could request from the trustees $18,060 from the Moore Highway Fund or whatever is available to us for the Thresher Road project to be covered by the Henry Moore Highway Fund.
Bill from Pike will be separate for that 240 tons. There was a different type of inks we used up there, so it's very cut and dry on what it was for, so.
And that was the total, 15,360?
That's the total of the 240 tons, yeah.
All right, I move that we ask the trustee of trust fund to cover the project.
From the Moore Highway Fund?
From the Moore Highway Fund, yes.
Yep. You move?
Yep.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Now, is there a time frame that we should be looking to get that request answered so you can move forward?
Oh, no, it's all done.
It's on, the work's all done. And what it ends up being is it's just a reimbursement. It'll show as an overage in my department at the end of the year. Just like the highway block grant money is going to show as an overage in my department. So I'm going to look like I was real bad at planning this year. It's going to be like $120,000 over budget. So give somebody, people something to talk about.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about you did work on Thresher Road and okay,
right.
That's what I'm saying. This is after the fact.
Okay. Well, he separated out that project to make it eligible for the Moore Highway Fund.
We always have to do the project first, Russ, to get reimbursed. It has to have a bill before we can. Don't ask me why, but that's the way it has to work. So
we'll send that, Andrea, to the trustees, that total of that ticket that Dennis has right here, both of these together.
Do you want to hold on to them? Do you want me to take them?
You don't have them?
That was your copy from Donna. Is that it?
Yeah, that's good.
You can take that.
That'll copy that and send that to the trustees, if you would, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that motion was made, seconded, and voted on. All were in favor. We did the trick-or-treat with Chief McGillen. It's done. The board to decide on a deadline for the non-petition warrant articles.
All right, so they want to go over that on the 13th of December, so it's going to be prior to that, or they'd like to review the...
It's pretty early. Pretty early. I think we can have a lot of them by then. I think some might come up in between then and,
It is early, but...
Early. When do we have to have all that back by footprint?
Oh, well, we'd like... Because petitions go to the first, after the first meeting. So that second Tuesday in January. So, because of petitions, that's kind of our drop date. That is it. And then we have to get moving because we have to do the mailer.
Right, the 9th of January is the absolute last day.
Yep.
And we have a meeting on the 8th of January.
Yeah, and that's when you usually will review them, is on the 8th. I mean, the past you have, yes, it's the latest time, but...
So, Mrs. Young, would you like to make a motion that warrant articles be in by December 4th will be our first meeting? No, December 11th.
Yeah, non-petition.
Non-petition.
Is that going to
You
work?
Want them in by that Friday?
Before
the meeting.
You said December 13th, correct?
December 13th is when they'd like to.
Yeah, so we could review them on December 11th.
So this is when they'd like
turn them
to.
Over to them on December 12th.
Like the 7th or the 8th? How about the 7th or the 8th? How about the 7th?
Okay. So you can compile them.
So have them do on the non-petition on the 6th or the 7th. We'll give you time. We're in Christmas now, or holiday.
If you're going to review them, you can say the 7th. We'll get them ready on the 8th.
That'll give you enough time.
Yeah, because a lot of these departments have to submit them.
But that's not Dennis and Dean. Not etched in stone.
You probably aren't going to have all of them, but you'll have most.
The
of
best,
yeah.
Best we can.
Yeah.
And the absolute deadline to get them to our office would be for December 21st. The absolute deadline. We'd like them on the 11th or the 7th, you said.
Yep.
The absolute deadline, December 21st, because we'll probably have to have a meeting on December 26th.
Yes.
Or Tuesday.
For the encumbrances.
No, it's a regular meeting.
Regular meeting's on the 25th.
Okay, because somebody asked about that. So that would be a 7 o'clock and not a 5 o'clock.
We can have it the 28th.
Just for encumbrances. All right.
Would that be zoning?
I think, no, the 28th is Recycling and Energy Committee. Are you the 4th Thursday? Yeah. They have number 28.
And 27th is ZBA.
You can ask the ZBA to go upstairs on the 26th. They're the 26th.
There's a CBA night.
It is, yeah.
It's nothing the 27th, though, right?
I don't think so, because the planning board is the 6th and the 20th, so.
So if you don't mind, is it possible we could move the selectman meeting to the 27th and also do the encumbrance? We could do the encumbrances before and then have our regularly scheduled selectman meeting on the 27th of December?
We could, yeah. We can just hold one meeting and do our work during that meeting.
Yeah.
We don't have to have a separate meeting to...
Yeah, you can do both in one meeting.
Would you want to start a little bit earlier because we have...
If that's what you'd like, I don't...
I'm just going by what everyone else...
I want to keep our selectmen's meeting at 7 o'clock, so we're going to, if we're going to notice that there's two selectmen's meetings, we'll notice one at 6:30 and then we'll notice one at 7, if that's what you'd like.
Yeah, the encumbrances didn't take long.
No.
But it's still a meeting that needs to be noticed. Yeah. You can't...
I just remember last year they had a separate meeting on a separate date, which I was in favor of, but I mean, I'd like to do it the same day.
The way it
that
came.
Was encumbrances.
Yeah, last year was different.
Why don't we just have it December at 6:30 and run it right on through? Why do we have to have
that's
it
what he's saying.
But he wants to keep the regular meeting at 7. It's going to go, it's effectively the same thing. We just have to notice two meetings instead of one. That's all we're doing.
We'll do the encumbrances probably first and then go to the meeting. Yeah,
well, the public is aware that we start our public meeting at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
If we're going to add another public meeting and start at 6:30,
yeah.
I just think that
they need to know.
A little confusing.
So I think we should technically vote on the moving of the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, I move that we move the December 25th, the Board of Selectmen meeting, to Wednesday, December 27th at 7 p.m., and furthermore, we have our special meeting on encumbrances at 6:30 on Wednesday, December 27th.
I'll second that.
But it's not a special meeting.
Or encumbrance.
A public meeting of the selectmen for encumbrances.
Okay.
Right.
Then, yeah.
Right. So we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we did that. And the petition warrants, Andrea, is there a time frame you want them by?
Petition is, it's set by
That's set by state statute.
So it is the 9th, Tuesday,
so
January.
You can review whatever you have that Monday night before.
Yeah.
And if anything comes in, then you might have to.
Just so the public knows if they have a petition warrant. That's
it'd be nice to have it in on the 8th, yeah, so you can review them that night.
The board authorized payment of payroll checks and accounts payable. Mr. Wildberry, would you do that, please?
Yep. Payroll manifest, 5th of October, $16,490.42. 12th of October, $16,109.51. Payroll subtotal, $32,599.93. Accounts payable manifest, 5th of October, $689,640.56, of which $650,000 is to the Candia School District. 12th of October, $13,029.97 for accounts payable, subtotal of $702,670.53. Grand total payroll and accounts payable, $735,270.46.
Mr. Dan?
I move to accept the weekly payroll and accounts payable manifest for 10-5 and 10-12 of 17.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Mark. Any other business come before the board? Mr. Komisar?
No.
Mrs. Young?
Thank you.
Mr. Albert?
Just one quick thing. I know that we last year had to, we can come to a determination that we need to vote on where we hold our elections. That was something that was brought up when we decided to move it to CYA, and that in the process, someone said, well, technically this board has to vote to determine where the location of the polling place is. So just, I know it's a formality, but, and unless anyone else had any issue with it, I was going to move that we hold the town election that's to be scheduled on the second Tuesday of March in 2018 to be held at CYAA.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Before we vote on such a thing, we probably ought to make sure that they're going to welcome us over there with a letter saying that
pending approval.
We would accept you to vote to come to our facility, because I'd hate to have that.
They've made it pretty clear. I mean, if you want just something formally from the president of CYA, I'm happy to get that, and we can vote on it in 2 weeks. I'm happy to do that. Why don't we do that?
We're going to basically say, send them a letter. This is the date that we're looking at. Is that convenient for you? And then they can get back to us.
Yeah, I will reach out to him, and I will CC the moderator and let them know that we will be voting on this in 2 weeks.
Anyway. Well, I think it's hard to pick a polling place, and it's asked for us to solicit them to send us a letter, and then we'll tell the moderator where we're going to hold the election.
Okay. I mean,
that's how the process works, I think.
Well, I think Mark's just asking for support. Do we support the CYA? Is that basically what you're
CYA has made it very clear that they were very happy with us being there. They thought there were no problems with the election in March. They have intimated to me that they're happy to host it indefinitely. But And so what I'm saying is, what I just wanted to just formalize it, that's what we want to do. I mean, if for some reason they had some sort of issue with it, we can always revisit the vote. That's all I was saying. But I can also reach out to Rob Jones and say, the board has voted on the 13th of March to have the town election there. Does CYA have any issue with that? And if they do, then we can revisit the issue. If not, and he says that's fine, then we got it.
Shouldn't that come from the board request? I mean, I'm trying to say the board has requested that date. Is this convenient for you?
Yeah, I think Mark's trying to be proactive.
Right. No, I agree. But I'm just saying.
All I'm just telling you, yes. Well, I don't want to complicate this more than it is.
Yeah.
They wanted us there. That's the date of the election as prescribed by state law.
Okay.
I'm saying let us vote to say that we will go to CYAA. If for some reason there's some issue as expressed to us by CYAA, we can revisit the issue later. Otherwise, we're having it at CYAA.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All.
Okay. We got a first, we got a second, so we want to vote.
We'll support. I mean, I think everybody on the board supports that.
Yeah, I thought it went real well.
Right.
I wasn't here, but I agree with you. I just was notifying them.
My question was, I supported it completely. I just think that we ought to be invited.
Oh, I see.
I didn't think we ought to ask them if we can use their building before we vote to use their building.
That's all I'm saying.
And what I'm saying is, on numerous occasions, Rob Jones of CYA said that he was very happy with us and is happy to let us use that building in the future.
Well, I think that came across that last year, that they were very happy with it and would like to continue. But I think in one respect,
we have that.
But Carlton is
we did that. We created one.
And they signed.
Okay. They did when we did the election in March. Yes.
Good. Mark, I think what Carlton is saying is the legal request, and they say yes. That's all I'm thinking of.
Okay. I rescind my first. What I will do is I will reach out to Rob, say, is that okay? Get the MOU taken care of, and I will address this at a later meeting.
Okay.
We good?
We're all in favor of it.
No, I think Fox was just trying to be
I have no other business.
How about you, Andrea?
I'm good.
I moved to adjourn.
I'm
sorry.
The audience.
Yeah. One of our swap shop volunteers died on Friday. She was Jean Cogswell. She was 86. She came every Saturday morning. Her son brought her. And she just loved being there. It was kind of sudden. So she was there in the summer, in the winter. She was very devoted. So.
What's the name again? Did you get
Jean Cogswell. She had 15 children. But only Matt brought her. Took care of her.
My God.
So it's kind of sad. She'll be hard to replace.
Thank you.
Where's she, do you know where she lived, or?
Douglas Drive.
Anyone else?
Sorry.
On that note, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Sorry, Steve.
Thank you.